And joining me by phone right now, trying to stick to the letter and spirit of the law, Aaron Reynolds, City Manager. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, good morning, George, and good morning to our Florence friends and family.
So one of the nice things about radio is that we can reach people without going out of our homes. Tell us what's the latest now as far as the city of Florence is concerned.
Yeah, I just want to take, just before we dive into specifics and technicalities and legalities of things, I just want to say a hello to our residents and, again, our friends and neighbors, and say we are with you in this. We care for you. We are doing our best as your city and community leaders to work through this and lead through this crisis. And even though we're in a leadership role, we're right there beside you experiencing this uncertain time and this quickly changing environment moment by moment with you. We don't have the luxury of knowing most information before you do either. And so as changes come, just know we are paying attention and we are working through those things with you. And definitely hearing our community, and that is what we worked on over the weekend on some things.
Now, there is a, I don't know where it started, but there was a sense that we were behind the eight ball, but WELOG and the city and the county have been working on this for quite some time, have they not?
Absolutely. So almost 15 years ago, Western Lane Emergency Operations Group was formed, and that was to recognize the fact that we, as a city of Florence, have limited jurisdictional boundaries, and we're operating in coordination with our emergency partners that are special districts that have larger boundaries. And of course, recognizing that we're over here in West Lane County, that can somewhat sometimes feel isolated, or often the expectation of in a disaster, we may become an island in and of itself. So I wanted to take a moment this morning to introduce our community to West Lane Emergency Operations Group, or WELOG, and that is the agency that has been meeting specifically around the coronavirus since the very beginning of March and planning for what our response would be should and when the virus does hit our community.
Now, obviously, the response needs to be as a direct result of what is happening. So you don't want to overreach. At the same time, you don't want to underreach.
Yeah, and you know what? That response has to happen on top of us keeping other disasters in our daily operations going. So we have to prevent and be proactive from other disasters happening. Like, say, we have to keep our water systems going. I mean, that's a major service that the city of Florence does. We have to be able to keep people's toilets flushing and our waste being disposed of in a clean way. We don't want to create another disaster on top of the coronavirus disaster. And so we continue to keep our day-to-day essential services operations going, as does all of our partners. And we're stretching and working on the front of the coronavirus.
Now, there is going to be a city council meeting tonight, correct? Will you tell me how that's laid out?
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight the city council is having a special meeting, and the city council has called this meeting specifically so that they can address the coronavirus. They are following the lead of Lane County and our other larger city partners in the state. And they will be considering an emergency declaration resolution. And I'll talk a little bit more about what that means in a second. But secondly, they will also be adopting updated public meeting policies that will be in effect for the duration of COVID-19. And the reason we have to do this is because it's still important for us to have public accessible meetings that legally meet the law. And so our city, along with all other public agencies across the state and the nation, have been consulting with their attorneys to find out ways that we can keep our elected officials and our staff and our community safe, while at the same time providing the opportunity for a public meeting.
Now, how do you do that without having the public interact there in the facility, in City Hall?
Well, we'll say, first of all, thank goodness we live in a day and age where technology solutions are abundant. And so what we are doing tonight is having a meeting that is pretty stripped down and basic to address those two items I just talked about. There's a few other things on the agenda, and that has been published on our website, just like it always has been, along with some updated policies for that meeting. So we need people to be safe and we need people to be healthy. So we strongly encourage everyone to stay home. We have added an additional viewing opportunity that will live stream the meeting. Here's the deal. It's really, you're going to be listening. You can still see it, but you're going to be listening to a live stream teleconference only City Council meeting. City Council members and staff are all calling in to a conference line and holding the meeting via telephone only. So City Hall will be open, but again, we are asking residents to only come if you absolutely cannot access the web live streaming or the Charter Cable Channel 191 on TV. The meeting will be at 5:30 p.m., and I suggest you test your technology before then. All this information is on our website, ci.florence.or.us, and it's you click on the calendar date for today, March 23rd, and there's a special City Council meeting link at 5:30 p.m.
Now, I'm sure that if you see an influx of residents coming into the City Hall, there will be some restrictive policies in place to keep everybody apart?
Yep. You know, we're trying to do our part here at the city. That's why we closed our facilities to public foot traffic and face-to-face business last week as the governor started the social distancing orders. We understand from a press conference Friday night that it's going to, there's something coming today with additional social distancing policies that are going to be stricter, going to be more clear about what stay home means, and going to come with some more consequences should you not abide by those. And so we will be abiding by whatever exists at 5:30 tonight. Right now it's the 10 or less people, 6 feet distance, and we do have an ability to do that for some people. Again, we more than anything, we care about the spirit of the rules, and we care about people's health, and we understand that we have many vulnerable people in our community, and we just want to keep everybody safe. So there is really that you should have that technology solution. That should work for you. We'll, of course, record it and stream it later and do press releases and get the information out there. The City Council, I guess the most important part of this is it is a public meeting, but it is not a public hearing, and there is not an opportunity for public comment on this agenda. If you want to communicate with the City Council, again, you can look at that City Council special meeting page, and there's an opportunity to fill out a form, or of course, if you already have their email, you can send it either to myself as city manager or to our city recorder, Kelly Weiss, and you can send in things. We will make sure the City Council sees them. There just will not be items deliberated on tonight. I think the City Council, from working through the weekend with them and our Lane County officials and with the state offices, everyone has heard loud and clear some very, very serious concerns about people not staying at home and coming here and setting up a temporary place to vacation for spring break here on the coast, not only here in Florence, but up and down the coast. So those items will be considered and addressed, along with, obviously, the impacts to our health care, our grocery stores, and our small businesses. And, of course, all of that has tension in it. There's pros and cons for every individual and every business, and the City Council, your city staff, and WELOG are working through those dynamics, but priorities are becoming crystal clear, and life and health is of utmost priority, and we will prevail. We will come through on the other side together and recover as necessary.
Yes, I'm very sure of that too. But Aaron, as I know, I don't need to say this, but you know, anything you need to get out to the public We can do it as quickly as possible. All you have to do is get a hold of us, and we will certainly get this information out. So anything that new comes up that you guys are working on, please let us know, and we'll be happy to spread the word.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. And I know there's a lot of heroes out there working. So I guess we'll close, because I know we're at the end of our time, with saying a major thank you on behalf of our community to the heroes that are out there that do need to work and need to keep working. And we hope for their health and their safety as well, as our first responders, our public works employees, our grocery store employees, those restaurants that have been able to stay open and abide by that takeout or delivery model. Thank you to our people for abiding by the spirit and the letter of the law and the orders that have come down and that will continue to come down. A big shout out to our school district for quickly pivoting the services that they provide, since they're closed, than ones that they normally provide, and providing others. And then, of course, to just our city staff and our elected officials here locally and across the nation.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much. I appreciate all that you guys are doing over there.
Oh, and our health care, of
absolutely, health care.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Number one on the list. Thank you to everybody.
All right, that's our Florence Focus for this Monday morning.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, Aaron.